With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After almost 5 years, the FBI has reportedly made an arrest in its investigation of pipe bombs planted at two locations in Washington, D.C. on the eve of the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot.
Seeking a breakthrough in the case as this year began, the FBI published additional information about its investigation, including an estimate of the suspect's height. It also released a previously withheld video of the shadowy image of the suspect placing one of the bombs on the evening of January 5th, 2021, near the offices of the Democratic and Republican National Committees in D.C. The devices did not detonate and no one was hurt. George Williams, Washington.
Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff meeting in Florida today with Ukrainian officials as the Trump administration continues trying for a deal to halt the war in Ukraine. President Trump referring to his team's earlier meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He would like to end the war. That's what that was their impression. Now, whether or not, that was their impression. You know, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think I'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
Calling them ridiculously expensive, burdensome, and horrible, President Trump is trashing Joe Biden's stringent fuel economy standards for new vehicles. Mr. Trump says the move should cut at least $1,000 from the cost of a new vehicle while encouraging automakers to invest more in their American manufacturing while producing vehicles that consumers really want. Unemployment applications fell last week, dropping to 191,000. That's the lowest level in more than 3 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 42 points, the Nasdaq 17 points higher. This is SRN News. The military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about as good as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A liberal group is targeting two Senate Democrats and an independent senator who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them, but demand justice, targeting only senators not up for re-election next year. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, and independent Senator Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. Overnight stays at the Grand Canyon South Rim Lodges are canceled because of infrastructure issues.
There is only one water line to the South Rim, and crews are working on multiple breaks to that line. The failures have prompted strict conservation measures to preserve limited resources. This is just the second time overnight stays have had to be canceled. For park staff and the 2,500 who live year-round in Grand Canyon Village, it means short showers, less toilet flushing, and turning off faucets while shaving or brushing teeth. Day visitors are still welcome at the South Rim, and there is lodging available outside the park. The goal is to have the water line fixed and the lodges open again as early as next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
Later today, President Trump rolls out the red carpet for the Congolese and Rwandan presidents. There will be a peace agreement signing ceremony. It's a deal aimed at ending the bloodshed in eastern Congo. The White House says it's an historic agreement. More details, SRNNews.com.